Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The Philadelphia Eagles, you know my saying is there's three big jobs in town. Archbishop, editor's note, Pope Francis should be cardinal, mayor, and Eagles football coach. That's how big the Eagles, and it's never been bigger after the parade last year and everything else. And the back and forth with Carson Wentz and Nick Foles is beyond belief. All right, so I need to know what line here. Our guest, Joe Santoliquito, is the guy who has written the biggest piece imaginable. He joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Joe is a Philly Voice contributor. Exclusive, says the headline, Joe, sources inside the Eagles paint Carson Wentz is selfish, uncompromising, and playing favorites. The franchise quarterback complicated the offense. He didn't want to run Foles stuff was one of the takeaway pull quotes from this. Joe, how many sources would you say you had among the players, for example, that told you stuff like this?
Yeah, Dom, I don't actually want to touch that. I mean, I know the number. I know the people that I spoke to. I am not getting anything even close to that because, I mean, I you're a South Philly Italian?
Yes, I am.
So you know the value of the word. And I don't, you know, if you know the value of the board. Let me ask you, did you go to Southeast Catholic?
Well, Bishop Newman.
You went to Bishop Newman, and my old man did. My old man
Okay. Well, so Philly Voice.
That was a big fan.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Philly Voice, Joe, said that they said they spoke with more than a half dozen players plus other sources close to the team who all requested to remain anonymous. I'm just trying to say this isn't just one guy saying something to you.
No, that I can verify.
Okay.
I can verify. And I'll also verify that the way I word this is substantial NFL people that substantiated this story. This story where it sat was in a decent place, I'll say, decent place last Monday. Decent place. Not a great place. Not the place where I wanted it to be.
Right.
And what had happened was Wentz spoke to the media, and that's fine. And my very good friend, Marcus Hayes, good guy, good people, but he did take me to task today. With his Philly.com story. And I'll admit this, and I've admitted it on Angelo's show, and I'll admit it here because I have to be accountable for this, is I did not give the Eagles, I'll just say full notice. I called them at 20 after 8. Now, they're stating that I called them like 5 minutes before. That's not true. I called them at 20 after 8. I gave them 40 minutes notice on a weekday holiday morning, and that was not fair to the Eagles and giving them time to respond to this. But when I did speak to someone from the Eagles, their objection to this was it wasn't balanced. Another word that came up was, the other side. But it was interesting that nothing that I had in there was refuted. So I'm not going to go anywhere else with that. I'm going to leave that alone. Because I know I'm getting questions from people that don't know me, and obviously there's many. There's far more today than there were certainly over the weekend.
Okay, I hear you, Joe. But, absolutely, and we're very glad you came on. So let me ask you, I'm a Foles guy. I prefer, as hard as it is, because Wentz is a top talent, top guy. Mm-hmm. I see it with Foles, and I see what you could get for Wentz. Have you been in your reporting covering the Eagles before? Have you been more of a Foles guy, would you say?
I'm not an either guy.
Okay.
I'm not an either guy. I'm not in any camp. What I am in the camp of are voices in that locker room that were unheard. And to me, that was the story. To me, that was, you know, there's guys in here that that need to be heard. And,
all right, now let's talk for our listeners.
Joe,
let me ask you this, though, specific, though. For listeners, a lot of this turns around, or one area that it turns around, with throwing to Ertz. Is your contention in this, or your reporting, that this is conscious on the part of Wentz, that the players are telling you that in summation? Or is it just, you know, how in a go-to moment your mind goes to a particular guy and he and Ertz are as tight as can be? I think Ertz was in his wedding party.
Is that one
of the big tells of this idea with Wentz versus Foles? Is it Zach Ertz?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. You know, he's got to throw to his buddies. I mean,
okay.
The other thing that was interesting that was slipped to me was, you know, how and it was by more than a few people there, you know, how Carson, which he does, and it's great, and he does this out of the great generosity of his heart. He gives his offensive line gifts. And the running joke underneath was, you know what, probably got hurt something too. So there you go. You got a little bit of a nugget.
Okay.
It wasn't included there, but that's the thinking of a lot of guys.
Yeah. Okay. I got you. Now, Joe, what do you make of the fact that I've lost count now because, you know, we're tangentially in this business of sports, but 7 or 8 prominent Eagles, Malcolm Jenkins, I saw this morning, has probably been a lot of others, have publicly come out. I don't think they've trashed you, which is interesting, but they have re-endorsed Carson Wentz, said he's a great guy, a leader, and they are not on board and they don't see any of this. That's a lot of prominent Eagles saying that.
Yeah, I saw a lot of prominent Eagles saying that too, but some of those prominent Eagles have said to me that there was a Wentz faction and there was a Foles faction. And some of those prominent Eagles have said to me that there were guys this season that were pissed off. If anybody reads again, I got to stress this down because God bless it today in this day and age. People and many people see and only read the headlines.
Mm-hmm.
They don't read the whole freaking thing. You sound like you read the whole thing. My goal was to try to be as fair as I could with Carson Wentz. I mean, his agent
right.
was notified. He got back to me. Suddenly, it's interesting. I'm not Adam Schefter. I'm Joe Santaquito from South Philly. South Philly roots.
Hey, well, South Philly on this show counts for more than Adam Schefter. Let me ask you a specific on this.
Well, he's not going to get back to me
right.
like he would in Adam Schefter. He didn't acknowledge any of this until 10:38 last night.
Here's my take, and I did read it thoroughly, and a lot of it is because I've seen Foles up close in this big event we did with him. Is this a little bit over the top, though, when you say a little humility goes a long way about Carson Wentz? In other words, I get it how competitive he is, how he maybe messed up the offense. It does seem to run better with Peterson and Foles because Foles will just take what you give you, not holding on to the ball and all that. But are you saying that Wentz, too, even was not humble enough? That seems to be out of character, but you're there. I'm not. Is that what you're saying the players are telling
well,
you?
That was told to me by a few guys.
Okay.
That he needed a chill pill, and he needed to take a humility.
Okay, now let me give you the other side of this. I am, and producers might say that about me, I try to calm myself down, but I am ultra competitive. I mean, if they let me here at the state, I might do anything to succeed. I'm just saying, that's my person. I think Carson Wentz has that. If I were around him and he's showing up at 5, I'm getting there at 3 and saying you're 2 hours late. So do some of these guys maybe have a grudge because he's so over the top, so competitive, so wanting to succeed that they feel pushed by him and they don't like that?
I don't know. I mean, you got guys on that field that want to win as much as he does. You got guys on that field, all those guys that have as hard a work ethic as he does. I just think there's certain parts of his personality, I'll say, that need to be reined in. I suppose that's a nice way to word it. And that also translates into how he conducted that offense on the field that, you know, basically, this is my team, this is my show, this is the way things are going to go. Now, I see that and understand that. If you're Tom Brady, if you're Joe Montana, you've earned that. You've earned that. If you're Drew Brees, you've earned that. Carson still needs to, I believe. First off, he has to trust himself. And I don't think this season he trusted himself very much. And I think that translates.
Now, to your credit, too, and I think this is accurate as far as I can tell, you do make the point here that you and the players think that he and Foles love each other and respect each
other,
though.
That's without a doubt.
Okay, that's good, because I can't imagine Nick Foles causing any kind of controversy.
No.
Now, You said with Angelo this morning, I'm told, who we're friends, just so you know, and I like him as a journalist, even though he pretends he's not. He's a good journalist.
He's an excellent journalist.
Yeah, that you think this story could have a positive effect on the locker room. How could that be?
Well, I think hopefully some people look at this and just say, hey, you know, the Cretans are banging at the doors again.
Right.
They're questioning our unity. We need to come together. I was having fun this morning. Let me clarify this. I was having fun this morning. I'm the best thing that happened to Carson Wentz. I'm not. I was just going off and having fun. But I could just imagine, though, the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. And I can imagine my man Jason Kelce up there in a mummer's outfit saying F-U-J-S and
oh,
this
God.
And that.
That'd be a great moment.
And, you know, and having the millions turn around and boo me. And I'm okay with that.
When are you scheduled to be back in the locker room?
Probably sometime maybe in March.
I got to come to that one. I got to get a play-by-play on that. Wow, that's going to be a good moment.
We'll see how some people react.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be specific with you. I can't. There's a number of guys I'm really, really close to on that team. And there's a number of guys that were, again, contacted after the fact. You know,
right.
The Eagles wanted balance. The Eagles wanted balance. The Eagles wanted balance. And it's interesting that actually none of these guys replied.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, now, Joe, this is at Philly Voice. Tell people where they can find you on Twitter or other social media. Where do we go?
At Jay, and the longest last name known to man, Jay Santoliquido. Jay Santoliquido. With a shot of my bulbous head, which has been compared to a number of interesting body parts over the last few days.
I can imagine. And this story, really, you were on Sports Illustrated before us.
Yeah. Ride with this. I'm trying to have some fun. Things did reach a little bit of an extreme level here and there in terms of the reaction, but for the most part, I'll say this, and I got to put out a big thanks to the people in the Philadelphia media, because I had a number of people last night. I was at the Philadelphia Sports Writers Dinner, and a number of people came up to me and just said, hey, you know, great job with this, great job with this, great job with this. One thing, Tom, is a number of people actually came up to me and said, you had the balls enough to do this, where a lot of people actually knew.
Okay.
A little bit here, a little bit there, but they actually knew. And I write that in there, that a lot of this stuff is not a great revelation. You know, you look at the piece that came out with Jacina Anderson.
Right.
You look at the Wendell Smallwood comment in reference to, hey, this is a different locker room, different synergy with this team. You know, with the one guy
right.
over the other guy.
Exactly. Well,
and
it is.
Know, a number of guys actually turned around and just says, you know what, a lot of what these guys are saying.
It is one of the biggest stories of the year. You, as from South Philly, as I know how prominent the Eagles are. Joe, thank you. And if you write a follow-up piece or you want to come on again, please let us know, and we'd be happy to talk with you again.
Okay. Thank you, Tom, for having me.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.